What's up, you guys? I am just getting in my truck after work. I haven't recorded a ramble in a little bit, so I figured why not. First off, I just want to say how much I appreciate everybody's feedback that I receive on posting about monetizing anything really that I'm doing, except for live shows, etc., stuff that I said I wouldn't do. The amount of support I've received is overwhelming. I honestly could not be any happier, and people who I've been talking to, I've been thinking, and other friends that I've been talking to about this, like posters, etc., I was just telling them how happy it made me to have such overwhelming support. I really appreciated it, and it really surprised me, just the amount of feedback that I got, but I really appreciate it. I love talking to y'all and trying to answer everything in as timely of a manner as possible. So speaking of, some of the things, I mean, I'm still kind of doing more research, and that's something else, is I just appreciate how much research y'all have done and told me. Information that y'all showed to me that I didn't know or haven't found out, or stuff that you found out people have been experiencing. It's really helping me make my decisions. Something that I've decided I want to do, and now I don't know if I want to go about, I know a lot of people sell like subscriptions to like their Snapchat or whatever, either by form of, you know, someone gives them an e-gift card, or, you know, buy something off of their Amazon wishlist or whatever, which I have started making an Amazon wishlist. I just need to go to a post office and set up a P.O. box, which I will do tomorrow, just because today, no one's at my house right now and won't be for a couple of hours, and so I need to take advantage of that and record as soon as possible. But I am picking up lunch on my way home, just because I'm going to record first and then eat. I'm just thinking about how I want to go about this. I don't think I'll go this way. Just deal with. No, okay, I changed my mind. Sorry, I'm just thinking about driving. What was I talking about? Making an Amazon wishlist. Oh yeah, so I started creating a wishlist and putting stuff on there. You know, basic toys, accessories, etc. I would like to know if y'all are okay with it not necessarily being all sexual stuff, I guess? I don't know. Like, I don't really mind that, and I mean, that helps me out, because then I'm not spending money on sex toys, because I mean, they do add up. Sorry, I just made like a 45 degree right turn. It's ridiculous. Well, I guess technically that's wrong. I didn't make it for it, did I? I don't. You know what I'm trying to say. I made a really harsh right turn. Anyways, my head hurts. I'm starting to get a headache. I don't know if it's because we've had like pressure due to, I don't know what issues, but my head. Oh my gosh, you guys, last night I had the worst migraine ever. It was so awful. Usually when I get a headache, I can take like a 30-minute hour nap and I feel a lot better. I don't like taking excessive pain medication unless I have to, because I don't know if I talked about it, but a few months back, I needed a root canal, and I had been needing that root canal for like 2 months, and so I was taking the highest dose of ibuprofen that I could throughout the day. It was pretty bad. And I was even told that I shouldn't be taking that much pain medication for that long of a period of time. Not that I'm doing it now, but I just am trying to stay off of it as much as possible. But because my headaches usually go away, I usually just take a nap and it gets all better. But last night I woke up and it was, one, I couldn't finish The Bachelorette, and it was the mental all, and I was mad because that is like the best part, and I only watched like 20-ish minutes of it before I just couldn't take it anymore. And I have a new, not a newer TV. Okay, so I used to have a, like an old TV. And so, oh, I just saw dogs. Sorry. I used to have an older TV. We're talking like the big boxy boob tubes. And so, sorry, I keep saying a lot today. Anyways. Oh, what the heck? Please don't tell me that you're blocking traffic. Fuck me. Are they? I don't know what's happening down here. Fuck. Sorry, I'm gonna be even more distracted. Anyways, it was, oh, so I used to have an older TV, and you know, you can't really change any of the settings or shit. So then I got a newer TV, and it's a little mini flat screen. Actually, I need to go. Am I clear to go? Thank you. Anyway, so now I have a little mini flat screen, and I can adjust the brightness and stuff, which is nice, because usually I watch TV at night, and so, I have the brightness, like, way the fuck down. I can, like, turn the backlight and stuff all the way down, too. So, yeah, so I had it on, like, the darkest it could possibly go. And it was still hurting my eyes. I took a shower in the dark because I just couldn't handle any of the light. Like, even walking by my brother's room, he had his light on. I wanted to die. I felt like I was gonna actually throw up. Like, that's how much it was bothering me. And I haven't had a migraine like that since I can't even... maybe one within the last year. Like, it just, I do not get migraines that often. Headaches don't, like I said, don't usually bother me. I take like a 30-minute power nap and I'm good. It's gone. It was bad. It was really bad. Anyways, what was I talking about before that? Amazon wish list, I guess. Yeah, so I've been making the wish list. Oh, obviously the things that y'all would buy me y'all would most likely see featured in pictures. So, I've been trying to post more pictures. One, I love taking pictures of myself. Call me conceited. I don't really care. Y'all obviously enjoy them. But, yeah, I've been taking more pictures and stuff. So, like, one of the things that's on there is, like, a restraint set. Okay, clearly I would take pictures of that. If it was any sort of lingerie, etc., you know, I would do. Or, like, toys I would feature in my toy collection pictures and stuff. So I mean, it's stuff that y'all would see, if that makes sense. That's why I'm not sure if I should just keep it all sexual in nature, because at the same time, I feel like, one, there's only so much room I have to keep all these things. Two, there's only so much out there, I guess. You know, stuff like that. Also, this is so funny. You know those, like, weird law things? Apparently, Texas has a law where you're not supposed to own more than 6 dildos. I thought that was the funniest thing I read. Because my thought was, how many kinky people have more than 6? Anyways, thought that was funny. So I was saying I need to go by post office. I am a dumbass. I did not turn where I was supposed to turn. Fuck me. God, I am just not even thinking. Sorry, I'm like talking to y'all, which is fine. I love talking to y'all, but because of that, I am going to be literally driving past my house and then going to the place to go pick up food. Whatever. I don't really care. It's just, unless I should just go ahead and record. No, I really want to get my food so then I can just be home for the rest of the afternoon. Because I also have an eye doctor appointment. Okay, so what I was saying, sorry, was that I need to go to a post office and set up a P.O. box because my family is really nosy, and if I were to get packages, one, they know I don't have a lot of money to be spending, so it's not like I would be ordering this stuff for myself. Two, they would want to see what's inside it, and I would not be comfortable with sharing that. So I just want to cover all my bases and get a P.O. box. To safely receive things. Plus, like, I don't know if y'all order from Amazon and stuff, but sometimes they're really shitty in that they're like, it's supposed to arrive today by 8 p.m. and it will literally arrive at 8 o'clock at night. And I'm just like, what the heck? So there's not a safe way to ensure when I would get the packages for it to be delivered to my house, stuff like that. So yeah, just a safety thing. So what I was talking about beforehand was a Snapchat. Now, what I would do with my Snapchat, and I know some people recommended Snapcash, but someone mentioned that they would most likely shut it down because depending on what, how much, how often people are getting sent. Oh, apparently you can only receive up to $1,000 a month too. Not that I'm saying I'm going to receive anything close to that. Oh my God, no, not even. Like, please don't think I have that high of expectations at all. And once again, anything that I receive, I am absolutely grateful and appreciative of. Just, yes, I honestly am just amazed. So yeah. Anyways, oh, are these fuckers gonna wanna, okay, thank God. Sorry, I thought these people were gonna try to cross the street, like, right in front of me. That's gonna be kind of pissed. Anyways. So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, but for you to have access to my Snapchat, oh, I was just gonna post stuff on my story. Basically, that way, ooh, sneaky, sneaky, I see a cop hiding on the street. Sorry, that's funny. We've had new stop signs installed in my neighborhood, and so it's been kind of a big deal. Anyways, yeah. Oh, and I'm sorry if you hear the thing sliding around. I need to remember to change it. To change the, like, moisture absorber bags. I keep forgetting when I'm home. And I'm probably honestly not even going to do it today either because I'm going to be bringing food home. But it's kind of annoying and it's getting kind of full. Which is good because that means it's been doing its job and absorbing moisture. But still. Okay, so I would just be... sorry. I would just be posting stuff to my story. It would be kind of like the picture I posted today. You know, stuff I'm doing throughout the day. I could do little, like, video updates, and it would just show, like, my mouth. Obviously, I'm not going to show my whole face. And stuff like that. So you kind of get, like, an inside view on, you know, what I'm doing. I could talk about what I'm recording. I could ask for y'all to message me on certain things that y'all think. Like, I was talking to a person who helped me figure out the rest of my summer series, and I'm also kind of going to be transitioning it into a school or, you know, themed thing. And the whole point of that, and I'm not sure if I want to actually call it a series, is that it just keeps me accountable of at least an audio a week, which is what I like doing and want to do for y'all. So it just helps me come up with audio ideas, basically. And so I already know my last two for my summer, and I already know how I'm transitioning into, like, back to school, I guess. And I have quite a few ideas. Well, I say quite a few. I have 4, maybe 5 school ideas already. But if you have any ideas or requests, please feel free to PM me. Ideas, requests, anything. I love it all. While I'm not willing to do everything, there's certain stuff that I just am not. It sometimes helps, you know, set off a spark for another idea. Stuff like that. So please feel free to do so. I love it. I love making y'all happy when I can. So yeah. Oh, and also, like, this one guy I know who posts, he, like, Snapchats everyone whenever he posts his stuff. I could also do that, so y'all just get, like, an instant reminder that I posted, if y'all want. I mean, I don't really care, but I would not be doing personal snaps as of yet, just because I don't know how I'd really do that. So, what I was talking about was people basically do this, like, sell subscriptions to their Snapchat stories. And some people do the whole, like, e-gift card or not. And I'm really on the fence about that. Just because, I mean, I don't know how many people would be willing to. And I don't, honestly, at this point, I don't know how much would I charge for that. Because, I mean, once you get it, that's something that you have. I would have to block you to not do that. Oh, and I'm also thinking about, I've seen where people do block people if they screenshot their stuff. Because I have thought about doing, like, a face picture before, just so y'all, like, get maybe one view of me or not, and that's something I feel like I would feel more comfortable doing on Snapchat. Excuse me. But the risk of someone keeping it really just kind of freaks me out. I mean, I'm fine with y'all keeping my other pictures. I kind of have to be just because, okay, dude. Some of y'all, I mean, some people have mentioned how they save all my pictures. I mean, I put it on the internet. So it's, you know, once it's on there, y'all do with it what you will, I guess. I know that I can't have control over all of that, and I accept that. But as for my face, that's something I kind of have an issue with, you know. But then I know some people, I don't know how people, like, record other people's Snapchat stuff sometimes. I've seen people do it. I don't know how they do that. And I'm not sure if it, like, notifies someone else or if they have multiple devices or, you know, what. So that would just kind of suck. I wouldn't want to do that. So, sadly, I'm thinking y'all still aren't going to be able to see my face. But, yeah. And I just wouldn't feel comfortable with y'all screenshotting stuff that I put on Snapchat. I feel like... sorry. I could definitely save everything that I would post. And then if y'all would like to see it on my subreddit, then... if I don't put it up there already, like, you know, today's booty picture. Then I could certainly post it for y'all as well. If that makes sense. Or if y'all think that some people who, you know, don't have my Snapchat would like it, then I could do that. And that's totally fine with me. So yeah, so I would just like some thoughts on that, really, I guess. And then after I pick up food, I'm picking up lemon chicken and fried rice because I haven't had it in so long. And that's my favorite. Also, it's to reward myself because, like I said, I have the house myself, so I'm going to be recording. I don't even know how many audios. One, I don't know how much time I'm going to have. So I need to record stuff for someone because I may possibly get featured in a collab, and I'm so happy and so excited because this would be my first one ever. The reason why I don't do collabs, they are a lot of work. I don't like, okay, I say I don't like to edit, and then here I am and I'm editing these summer series because I'm trying to be better, but I am afraid I would not meet whoever I'm collaborating with. I would not meet their expectations. So that's just me. That's why I have not done a collaboration before, etc. Well, I got asked and he just needs my recording and he would do all of the work for me. And so that's why I'm actually willing to do this. Plus, it's really popular and I feel like a lot of y'all would like it or like to hear me featured in something else. So yeah, and it might actually get me more attention and bring in more fans and stuff, so that just makes me really excited. And then I also need to record more of my summer stuff. I definitely need to record this week's and then possibly next week's if I have enough time. We'll see. We'll definitely see. So yeah, because that, and I'm not sure if y'all know, but if I do scripts, I say it, and I can't remember the last time I did a script, to be completely honest with you. The only script, oh, aside from my bimbo scripts, because those were written for me, the only script I recall doing is my very first GWA official post, which was a Tarkus Trooper script about using my body, which you can find in my audio archive. But yeah, aside from that, in my bimbo scripts, I can't recall doing any other scripts. If I'm wrong, I'm terribly sorry. But yeah, I don't know. They're just hard for me to do, and it's hard for me to, like, read the computer and fuck myself, and so you can hear it, and, you know, stuff like that. And I just want it to be great, and I feel like, it's more genuine when I'm, like, playing off the situation in my head versus reading off of something, if that makes sense. So, yeah, anyways, I am going to be picking up my Chinese food, and I'm going to be going home and then recording for y'all, and yeah, so, like I said, please let me know what y'all think I should do about the Snapchat. I mean, obviously, I know most of y'all are probably going to be like, just give it to us for free, and yeah, I just, I don't know. I'm really on the fence. Because I feel like it's a good kind of advertising thing, if that makes sense. I don't know, you guys. I just you know, and that's another way for me to take people's requests and stuff like that and talk to fans. Not that I would be talking to you all the time, because I honestly just don't have time to, and I mean, I talk to plenty of other real people in real life and stuff like that, so I hope y'all would understand. But yeah, just, you know, thoughts, ideas, comments, support, criticism, etc. I will take it all. Sorry, I just pulled my phone out of the thing. But yeah, and this is already 20 minutes, so thank you so much. I really appreciate it, you guys.